Imagine this scenario. A young person leaves home to travel to Syria and fight with the Islamic State. Then, just weeks after arriving, realizes big mistake. Now what? If he's American, there aren't many options. Simply traveling to Syria to join the group is considered a felony. But if he's German, he might be in luck. The German government is looking for new ways to work with ISIS dropouts, and it's found lessons in its efforts to reform neo-Nazis. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has more.
Julia Bierczyk is a counselor at a rehabilitation program called Hayat Germany. Hayat means life in Arabic. And the program runs, among other things, a hotline that handles problems like this.
A guy went to ISIS. After 2 weeks, he realized, okay, that's not for me. That's not what I expected. That's not what I wanted to do. I want to return.
His family called the hotline, and as a first step, Hayat advised they contact German authorities. Parents are typically reluctant to do that, Bierczyk says, because reporting on their children could send them to jail. But German authorities appear to be more flexible about that than you'd think. Again, Julia Bierczyk.
This can be quite an advantage in the court later on because they see, okay, this guy was really trying to get out of there. The family was willing to cooperate with us. They were open about it. And that can actually have a very positive effect on the case later on.
If travelers weren't fighters, for example, but instead were IT people or translators for ISIS, German authorities take that into account. According to official tallies, some 700 Germans are thought to have traveled to Syria to join groups like ISIS, and hundreds of them are believed to have returned. So German authorities are eager to use all means available, parents, hotline calls, friends, to identify ISIS followers and then to find ways to de-radicalize these young people as well. Hayat Germany is part of that official effort. It's funded by Germany's Federal Office for Migration and Refugees.
Welche der richtige ist? Muss man nur selbst herausfinden.
That's a YouTube video from a German right-wing extremist program called Exit Deutschland.
Denn das Leben, die Ideologie und das eigene Handeln werden damit in Frage.
At some point, you have to make a decision on which path to take, the video says. You may continue on the path you're on, or dare to do something new. Here's what's interesting about this video. The target audience is neo-Nazis, a group German authorities have been focused on for years. But Bierczyk says Hayat believes those lessons can apply to radical Islamists as well.
There's a commonality between extremist ideologies, but also if we're talking about sects and cults, there are certain things that all these groups have in common.
That's important because it means authorities can tap into their long experience dealing with right-wing extremists and apply it to the relatively new problem they're facing now. Each case is different, but in a general way, Hayat Germany says it focuses on the family. It has found that by strengthening family ties, parents and siblings end up replacing the support young people found in these extremist groups. Hayat also teaches radicalized youth how to use the system to address whatever's bothering them. Quentin Wiktorowicz did field studies on radicalization in Jordan and the UK, and he used to work these issues at the National Security Council. And he says these kinds of remedies work across ideologies.
Although there are different pathways to radicalization and the ideologies vary across violent extremist groups, the underlying drivers and mechanics are very similar.
If young people get frustrated enough, they turn to radical groups. It almost doesn't matter which one. Wiktorowicz says de-radicalizing hardcore believers is time-consuming, but ISIS followers aren't all hard cases.
But for individuals who join for other reasons, say social reasons or because of an identity crisis, then you have a better chance at customizing the rehabilitation intervention.
The sense is that ISIS followers, at least initially, are going to Syria along with their friends, or they think by arriving in Syria, they will become part of history, part of what ISIS has called a homeland for Muslims. And setting them straight on that is possible with counseling. Hayat's hotline has become so popular, its reach has gone beyond Germany. It has worked with some 200 extremists from all over the world. Bierczyk wouldn't say if any of those calls had come from America. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.